Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's all by the guys, super nice. L.I.L. London Improv Live.
Hello, welcome to The Lil Show, London Improv Live, with me, your host, Talal Karkuti, Talal Karkutubles, T-Bone, T-Biz, T-Bizzle. Yes, welcome back. I've been thinking a lot about macaroons today. I was talking to an actor friend of mine, and she was talking about this role she had in Hedda Gabler. She had a wonderful time in Hedda Gabler. And I just said, how is the macaroons? And she's like, what? I goes, Hedda Gabler, she used to eat loads of macaroons, isn't she? And she looked at me like I was a fucking idiot, and I felt like such a tool, like trying to be clever and make a reference. So later on, I Googled it, and it wasn't Hedda Gabler. It was another Henrik Ibsen play called The Doll's House. And Nora munches macaroons like a maniac. Yeah, she loves macaroons, and it's her like secret little pleasure. She keeps them wrapped up in a handkerchief. I knew I remembered it too well not to be wrong about it. She wraps them in a little handkerchief. She munches away in macaroons. Only when her husband isn't watching, you know, when her husband's not around, she's like, and like, even once he turns his back and she goes, munches some macaroons. And then he turns around and goes, what are you doing? You had those macaroons again. She goes, I love them. And I was like, what's the meaning of the macaroons? The meaning of the macaroons is, that's her little secret guilty pleasure. It's something that she, herself and I, doesn't work in the third person, that me, myself. She loves her macaroons. It's her own thing. Her and her macaroons. Nothing else matters. No one else matters. It's a little secret, guilty pleasure. And then I started thinking about this show. That's what this show is to me. I'm away from my rest of my life, rest of my family, friends, apart from people who I invite into this cocoon, incubus. And I was like, I want to do a show again. Been away for a few weeks. I'm motherfucking back, motherfuckers, in my cocoon. And sitting beside me, let's introduce a guest. Not the guest. A guest for now. We've got Samuel Mead here. Hi, say hi, Sam.
Hi. Hi, Talal.
Samuel Mead is an artist, very talented artist. Caught my eye, and I reached out to him and found out he also does tattoos. Mm. How long have you been doing tattoos, Sam?
It's my first one, actually.
Are you gonna wait? Okay, why are you here today?
I'm gonna do a tattoo.
On
you.
Oh yeah. So you may have noticed I sound a bit nervous from the very beginning, and there's a very good reason for that. I'm gonna do this show, this episode of The Lil Show, while receiving a tattoo from Samuel Mead for the duration of the show. What's the tattoo you're gonna give me, Sam?
It's a drawing of someone quite dear to you, actually.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Who
it's
is
your,
it?
Your cat.
Yeah, it's a tattoo of my cat.
I think his name's Claude.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Claude. Shout out. Yeah. And where is it going to be?
It's going to be on your rib.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's quite a tender spot, actually.
Is there something wrong with me? Why did you agree to do this?
Well, and, you know, I thought it'd be fun, you know, for my first tattoo to be broadcast live. And it's a meaningful thing to you as well, so that's important.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you've...
It's the two things I love, my cat and my show, and bringing them together.
Yeah.
And tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, definitely.
Mm. So this is going to go either way. This is going to... Okay, so I'm shitting myself. So, dear listener, Dr. Listney, I even forgot to say hello to you properly. Dr. Listney, hello. I'm shitting myself right now. This is real nerves. You know, I'm struggling to put on my normal character right now. So to help bring some energy into the room, I'm going to introduce my guests. Okay, here we go.
Beautiful tats all over my back. Makes me so proud. I'm going to
show. All right, joining me in the studio today. Goodness gracious me. All right, returning, welcomed back, very welcome back quite from quite recently from other people's children. We got Riley and Aspen in the resume.
Namaste, welcome, thank you so much.
Hello. That's what the Hindu said when he was asked to leave. Namaste. Welcome. Thanks for coming back, guys.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us back.
It's really good to have you. And it's nice to know that you're almost as insane as I am for saying yes to this.
Yeah. I felt I was here as a safeguard.
Oh, I'm not getting you there, Riley. What's going on?
I left the studio.
Bye, Riley.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Wow.
What's going on?
Forget it.
Your mic's on. On my end. Editing is fantastic, by the way, guys. As we all know, no one listens to this live. We get all our listens on the podcast, so editing is fantastic. Keep talking there, Riley.
Here we are, live on air.
Yeah, we are. Medicine. We get that sorted out? Figure out?
Yeah!
Okay, great. I was just saying, I guess we're here as a safeguard, because in case you pass out, something happens, we're here to take over the show.
Yeah.
Riley's already mentioned safe words.
Right, I think
really ahead of the game.
I did want to say, we had this, you know.
You think that's a good idea for me to have a safe word?
Something that, in the case of you cannot continue this show as a conscious human being, it's our signal to go, guys, just do your own show right now, because I need to recover medically.
I have a feeling that once it actually starts, I'm going to realize it's not as bad as I'm imagining right now.
Okay.
And it's all going to go really well.
I'm just a worst case scenario guy. Yeah. I'm just preparing you for that.
Well, that's really nice to hear. And in fact, all of my guests here, you're all, what do you call it? Second mate to the captain? What do you call it? I give you all permission.
2IC.
Thank you. My co-pilots, if I give you all permission, if anything happens, you guys take over, make the show your own.
Mutiny, sure, fine.
Just do it.
Great.
And if I say a safe word, I guess what I'll do, because I'm not going to stop, no matter what, I'm going to finish this tattoo.
Right.
No matter what, because I'm not going to walk away here with half a fucking tattoo.
Yeah, be embarrassing.
Half a cat.
Or just an ear of a cat or something.
Yeah.
So if I say my safe word...
kill you.
No, I guess that word means... I'm going to stop talking from now.
Okay.
You guys justify it and carry on.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. I'm just going to fall silent. As soon as I say the safe word, I'm going to fall silent until I come back. I guess we need the opposite of a safe word. A danger word means I'm ready to go.
The danger word.
Yeah, okay. Well, before we come up with a safe word, should you guys come up with a safe word, next guest come up with a danger word. So what's our safe word?
Marmite.
Marmite.
We're taking Marmite. Marmite was the first word I heard from the audience, so I have to take it.
Too early.
All right, yeah, okay, well.
Is that Marmite is safe?
Let's bring in our next guest. We've got Nicola Bros.
Hello.
And Christian Hendrickson.
Hello.
Welcome to the room.
Thank you.
Nicola returning.
Yeah.
Christian first time.
Yeah, never been here before.
But welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, man. Thanks, Nicola, for the hookups.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I brought Christian into this. Christian.
Yeah, watch those connections there on the mics. All right, welcome, Christian. I'm fucking freaking out already. Marmite.
Great, Christian. Thanks for coming in.
So I guess...
what's the danger word then?
Yeah, danger word.
Bovril.
What's the opposite
word of Marmite?
Bovril.
Bovril.
Yeah. Oh my God, okay.
That's quite hard. Oh no, danger, you're back on it, so that's fine.
Yeah. So Marmite, I'm out of it. Bovril, I'm back in. I'm jumping back in.
Great.
Sorry?
Press on. Say Bovril, I'm going to go in harder.
Oh, shit. that's a very important bit. The safety words aren't for you, Sam. Safety word is to tell them that I'm out of the improv for a minute.
Whatever happens, there's no safety word that applies to me. I'll just keep going.
You keep going. If that corpse is dead, you drill it with that needle.
Dead or alive, I'm going to tattoo you.
Well, I guess if I say strawberry jam.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, that means pause on the tattoos for a second. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's an important one.
Yeah, okay, if you insist.
Okay, strawberry jam, stop tattooing me for a second, I need to breathe. Mm. Marmite, I'm out of the improv. Bovril, I'm back in the improv.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and Marmite can happen any time. I could be halfway through introducing a segment, and I'm just going to say Marmite, and you guys have to
Great.
What about if you want to restart the tattoo?
I'll just give him a little nod.
Okay.
All right. So anything else we need to cover before we get into it? Because he's going to start tattooing me in a second.
Should we have a quick disclaimer to say this is really happening? Obviously, we're on an improv show. This is comedy. We make things up.
Yeah.
This is really happening.
I think it's quite evident in my voice that this is happening.
I think so. You're a great performer. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You could pull this off. But I really do want to stress that this is happening right now in front of my eyes. I feel like it's like your wedding day. Do you know something permanent is happening to you? It's a big day.
Yeah.
Thank you all for bearing witness to this. You guys are looking at me in the most horrified way, and it's really not nice.
No, sorry. Do you want us to just be a bit more relaxed for you?
Yeah, I need you guys, by the way, have not given me a single encouraging word since you've come into the room. None of you, including you, Sam. I'm not getting any comfort from you guys, and it's really
good.
What do you say to somebody to comfort them when they're getting a tattoo?
Best of luck. I hope you don't pass out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope you do.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm this is really dumb, right? What is going on here?
Yes, but I would expect nothing less from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a podcast didn't seem like the natural medium for sharing a tattoo.
That's the first thing I said when he asked me to do it.
Well, we're gonna like tweet all the pictures, and on our Facebook page you'll be able to see proof that it happened, all right? So while you're listening to this, go ahead to facebook.com/thelilshow. Go ahead to twitter.com/thelilshow. Go ahead. You'll see it. It's there. Just look at it. Okay?
The more you say that it's happening, the less convincing it sounds. It's just going to be a badly photoshopped cat on your chest.
All right, so let's play our warm-up game then. Let's play 1-1.
1-2-1.
Yes, okay, this is our warm-up game, 1-1. Oh, wait. Fuck, before we even start, let's count down... To the beginning of this, shall we?
All right.
We're going to start the tattoo in. You want a countdown? Three, two, one. Do it.
Ready?
All right, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
How's it feeling?
Has he done anything?
Yeah, he just poked it in.
Yeah, that one hurt.
Okay, so I feel like some of them are going to hurt more than others.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
Some of them are agony.
Oh, we haven't discussed the method of the tattoo yet.
Yeah, it's not a noisy one.
He's doing it in the traditional method, which is like to poke me with a needle, and he's like poking me in with a needle like that, basically, with his own hands. Oh, it's probably going to be a bit problematic that I'm talking while you're doing this, right? Are my ribs jiggling about?
No, it's alright.
Okay, cool. Okay, so there he is. He started doing the tattoo.
Wow.
And,
are you flexing? Do you plan to flex for the whole tattoo?
I'm not flexing. This is just my natural muscliness. Okay, so 1-1 is a warm-up game where... Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Okay, someone else describe how this game works.
Great, very easy game. 1-1, we're going to go round the circle. We're sat in a circle, just so you know. And we're going to tell a story. But I'm going to tell that story a certain number of words at a time. So at first it's going to be one. Right, we're gonna go one word all the way around the circle. Let's double check that's right.
Yep. Yeah,
and then two words each all the way around the circle, all the way up to five. Then we come back down to one, and hopefully in that whole time, tell a story, coherent story. That's the hope. Correct.
That's the hope. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I'm not sure if you told that correctly because I wasn't actually listening. But our one word suggestion is sleep, and I guess I'll start. So, Margaret
fell
over
the
bed
when she.
Went to.
Go to.
The bathroom.
Totally awake.
However, Phil wasn't.
Very sleepy that.
Night, so he...
Decided he would...
Play a trick.
On Margaret. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
How many words is that? I mean, Philip went down to
the bathroom and knocked
subtly with his left hand.
Margaret screamed on the
toilet as she thought
that she had heard a
very loud noise coming from
the bathroom above that.
What the clock is going
on. Is it a ghost?
No, sadly it wasn't.
A ghost, it never.
Oh.
Occurred to her that
her sneaky little husband
was simply playing a
game. So,
tomorrow we
will all
have a
fuck fest. And
terrific.
I
like
them
apples. Okay, that was how wow, that was one-to-one works. So I'm pretty sure we skipped a couple rounds there. Okay, fuck my life. Okay, guys, so we've done one round of improv. I normally edit the warm-up game out, but I think that might just be interesting enough. That's
we're all clearly okay, able to ignore.
Strawberry jam for a second. Strawberry jam for a second.
The first strawberry jam.
That's not bad, you know.
Yeah, I feel like you did quite a lot there. It's actually quite...
Yeah, it's almost, you know, there's a lot done there.
Oh, wow, it's already on the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just talk about this for a second? That started off really nicely, as you noticed. I didn't really feel it to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you went, that very last bit you were doing, was that the tail?
Yeah, that was the tail, yeah.
So it was going to up in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most painful thing. Uh-huh. That was right on the ribs, I think. Yeah, that's the least blubber is, and mm-hmm. that's because mm-hmm. there's a lot of blubber around the front, but around there, around the back to the side, where the tail of the cat is. Yeah. So do you think, Sam, you might be up for like? So you know where you started it.
Yeah.
Like carry on from there for a bit, the other direction, while I get over the pain. Cause, okay. Or we can.
Oh, you want to go? You want me to go now around the head?
If I don't know, just give my ribs a little break. I don't know.
Do the eyes.
No, you have to switch needles.
I'm going to do that last, with a different needle.
Because it looks like if you carry on the way you're going, it's another straight line all the way back down the ribs there.
Yeah, but do you not want to just get that out of the way?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Wow.
I mean, it's all going to hurt, that's the thing.
Okay, all right, okay. That's a good point, Sam. Thanks for the reality check. All right, let me just, before you carry on, let me just get my seat back in there, because I think... Oh, no. I'm not near the edge yet. I thought I was going to fall over. All right, well done, guys.
What on you? Come on, shut up. Shut up about that. We couldn't even count to five and back down again. And you're getting scratched.
Let's play news-ish.
News-ish.
Yeah, it's time for... Oh, Sam, you carry on there, mate. Yeah, it's time for news-ish, the point of the show.
I do what I was going to do. So I just decided to carry on as normal. And I filmed...
What's that? I turned up the wrong thing.
You're in real trouble, my friend.
Yeah, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show. Yeah, you carry on there, Sam. The portion of the show where we talk about a news topic from the news and then. Okay. Ah, the portion where I read a news story from the news and then we discuss that news story from the news and then we do an improv scene based on what we discussed based on that news story from the fucking news.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you have so much pain. Give me the news story, I'll read it.
Okay.
So, I want Talal to read it.
Yeah, I'd like Talal to read the news story.
Okay, I'll try. What are you stopping, Sam? Carry on. No, don't. Minute. Yeah. Thank you, please. Wait, let me have a sip of this.
Okay.
Oh, fuck my life.
He's drinking gin straight out of a bottle for the listener.
I should have bought some. Oh, my God. All right, you've got two news stories to fucking pick from. One is King of the Bunghole, and the other is A Wrinkle in Time. King of the Bunghole or A Wrinkle in Time? Which news headline?
I'm going for King of the Bunghole.
I think it's
got to
be King of the Bunghole.
Yeah,
Oh, my life. Oh, what is life? What have we been done with ourselves? Okay, let's do it. All right, this is from IBT News. Kenya's moral policeman blames country's homosexuals for gay lions at Masai Mara Reserve. Ezekiel Mutua, known for his anti-LGBTQ stances, also claimed animals were possessed by demonic spirits. A top official known in Kenya, known as the nation's moral policeman, has blamed gay people in the country for two male lions that were photographed displaying homosexual behavior. The felines were spotted in the Kenyan Masai Mara National Reserve by London-based photographer Paul Goldstein. The animals were seen nuzzling and mounting each other in what Goldstein described to the Daily Mail as something astonishing to witness. He's going to start again now, isn't he? Oh my God. What's he doing? What's happened there? You're dabbing. Doesn't matter. I normally loathe any sort of humanizing with animals, and our documentary channels are full of it. But this was not only surprising, it was impossible not to smile, he said. When lions mate, it normally lasts a few seconds. These two were at it for over a minute, and the obvious affection afterwards was very evident, as opposed to the violent withdrawal when male and females mate. Even as he had dismounted, he did not back off as it is normal after mate. So two gay lions were still having sex, all right? However, the discovery did not spark the same enthusiasm in Kenya, where same-sex relations are illegal and homosexuals face up to 14 years in prison. Fuck me! Moral policeman Ezekiel Mutua called for the two lions to be isolated and given treatment. These animals need counselling, because probably they have been influenced by gays who have gone to the national parks and behaved badly. Mutua, who is also the chief executive of the Kenya Film Classification Board, told Nairobi News, some research needs to be done. So he's blaming these two fucking lions, fucking gay lions, for fucking on... Oh, he's blaming it on Kenyan gays who go to the park to fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And you say you're watching the lions and now you're... giving them bad influence, yeah? They're acting all gay. And then he said, alternatively, the only other explanation is that it's the devil has gone in their brains. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a Kenyan...
Always
that's
the devil.
A Kenyan politician. Yeah. An official representative of the country. Talking like the fucking cunt!
So when you said that 1 minute for lion sex is a long time, was that your addition or was that in the article?
Fuck you! Seriously, fuck. Yeah, that wasn't an ad lib. But very funny.
It was
funny.
In the article.
Any thoughts, guys? Gay lions?
Nothing but, you know, admiration and praise for those brave gay men who went out and had sex in front of the lions. Do you know what I mean? Like, well done them. Do you know what I mean? That's not an easy task.
That's a really good point. What kind of fucking idiot would go and do fucking a lion park?
You got to make sure they're watching. Do you know what I mean? It's a very difficult task. Yeah. You know.
Also, the fact that the lions saw them doing this and then didn't immediately go over to eat them, like, what was going through their heads? Like, well, you know
what?
They
were just wanking. Yeah.
Getting some tips.
What the lions
really.
Were.
What lions were wanking.
Yeah. What, watching the humans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tips for later. Was the suggestion.
And did you say the only other explanation was they've been possessed by the devil?
Yeah, that was his. He was like, if it wasn't that, then it's the devil. So what he plans to do is isolate the lions and study them. He wants to get the top Kenyan scientists to study the lions.
Isolate them apart, though, not together.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I guess isolate them from nature, put them in a cell and study them.
Them together.
I guess, maybe. Otherwise, what's the point?
It's like watching the lions fuck.
I guess.
So he's just getting some lion porn.
They'll probably do one experiment where they separate them, mm-hmm. put them with females, and then another experiment where they'll put them with two other males. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, guys, let's see a scene on the Kenyan gay lion story.
Hey, Kelly, come out back. Sure, I've got something to show you in the back garden.
All right. Just one second. Just finishing up this pan. Okay. Yep. What?
It's the hedgehogs. They've set up an abortion clinic back here. They must have seen us. They must have copied us. There's no other way for it.
They saw all the ladies I've been bringing into the kitchen.
Yeah, sure. They must have been copying us. They know it's illegal, but they're doing it anyway. We're going to get caught because of them.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Just blatantly in the sunshine just out here.
Oh, we've got to put an end to this.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, do they have a password like we do?
I think they've got some safe words. I've seen them whispering to each other in their hoggy little language.
Okay, and how many, lady hedgehogs have they had? I mean, what is hedge?
I mean, they're turning over hedgehog money hand over fist. Oh. You know, it's a real lucrative, you know, this abortion tourism they've got going on in her back garden.
Oh, they've got got other hedgehogs watching.
Ah, sure. From all over the neighbourhood.
We see a little pile of sticks and the hedgehog with a little hole in it, the entrance. And the hedgehog comes and one hedgehog stands in the way. And the first hedgehog drops two acorns down. And then the second hedgehog gives him room to enter. And we see how the payment system works there.
Thanks for coming in today. I know it can be a tough day.
Yes, I'm actually quite excited.
I see you've bought the acorns. Two acorns?
Yes, as you requested, two acorns.
That's great. Just put them on the pile over there.
Oh, it's a big pile.
I know, we do a lot of business around here.
Today I will just be watching. Is that okay?
Sorry, watching? I thought you'd come for a procedure.
No. I just won't come to watch the baby hedgehogs be killed.
You've come to watch baby hedgehogs be killed?
Yes, no. I'm really, really interested in what happens here. The cinema's closed, and I just thought I'd come here instead.
Hey, Doc, if it's two acorns to watch, how much is it if I want to give a go?
We cut to a news report. Ding dong, this is the news at 4. Nature news now. This population of hedgehogs in Northern Ireland is dwindling at an increasingly uncontrollable rate. If it should carry on at this pace. Do excuse me.
I'm so sorry that Simon seems to be suffering just a little here. Do excuse me.
I'm sick of always getting this fluff pieces.
Yes,
hedgehogs!
Simon.
I used to report on wars!
Simon is our...
Fuck it! I quit! I'm leaving!
Yes, ex-war correspondent Simon Marks there. Yes, for more information on the hedgehog dwindling population, please visit the website at the BBC.
I tried.
In the weather news, the devil seems to be moving in on the northern front of Donegal. After this, we'll have sports with Jim. Sports?
Yes, in Northern Irish basketball, one team decided to just lay the other team down, lube them up, and give their butts a good old jiffy. Well, that's sport for you, isn't it? More and more extreme. They just want to make the money. You know what? I'm sick of these fluff pieces.
No.
I used to report on the World Cups. I'm out of here. Mike, pull, walk off.
Hi, folks. Sorry about that. Looks like that's our second reporter we've lost today. My name's Brian. I guess I'll be doing the news. I'm just a PA here. It's great. They've got the words just right on the camera. This job's pretty easy, to be honest. I guess I'll just read it here. And my sister's here. Kathleen, would you like to give it a read? Kathleen, have
no,
a read.
I really don't want to.
Kathleen, come up here and have a read.
No, I really shouldn't.
Have a read, Will. Sure, you will.
Okay, if you insist.
It's just right there. Just read it right off the camera.
Okay, Will. Okay, In Bangladesh today, another mudslide. Well, the hundreds of people missing, presumed dead. Oh!
You're doing great.
President Trump and Xi Jinping have built a tree house. Oh, fuck this. I used to be a mother, you know. I have kids to feed. I'm out of here. Mike, pull, walk out. Oh, fuck. Okay. We cut back to the... fucking... original couple with the abortion clinic who are inspiring the hedgehogs, and there's a knock on their door and two burly nature police are there.
Oh, hello.
Excuse me, madam. We've had some reports of an illegal hedgehog operation in your back garden.
Right.
Nope, there's no acorn tax evasion here, I can assure you.
Strawberry jam.
Strange.
See, we actually found a large pile of acorns just in your side garden. I wonder if you could explain these.
Aren't we lucky? Oh, look at our windfall.
Fall right off the tree, and there's nothing we can do about that. So, if there's anything else.
So, if there's nothing going on that is untoward here, would you mind if we came in and had a little look
around? Sure, just don't mind that bag of biological waste there.
No, that's fine. Would you like a strawberry jam sandwich?
And it is strawberry jam and nothing else, no, I promise.
That's right.
Yes, why not? We're on the job.
It's hungry work. It's
and they jam. Ate that evidence right up, and it was the perfect crime.
More?
And scene. Gross. Guys, I'm really fucking impressed with myself. This is going amazingly. Okay, I've not passed out.
No.
No gushing. You're about, how far are you, how much done are you?
Well, it looks like more than it actually is. I'm probably about a third of the way through.
Just the third?
Yeah, because you have to go, I'll have to go back in.
Okay.
To fill in some of the gaps in the line.
What do you mean? Oh, right.
You see what I mean?
You're not going to do the whole thing again?
Not the whole thing entirely.
Okay. But some of the gaps, okay.
Yeah, but we've got a way to go, so...
How are you guys finding this? Are you guys all right?
Yeah, fine.
It's difficult to. I was like, oh, we'll just block it out, but we're all facing you. We're all sat like facing. Like,
you didn't have to. There's a chair right there.
I know. That was just crazy. It's like, oh, we'll just block it out. I'm like, this is all I'm looking at. And I'm like, oh, we're trying to do other things. It's great.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just adds like something really tense to the room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, if this works, I want to do a monthly night. Yeah. But like a live show with an audience. But it would probably work better with stand-up, because improv, you have to walk around a lot. But if you had this headline stand-up act who agreed to get a tattoo on stage during their act...
And they I thought it was just going to be you getting a different cat tattoo.
Not me, no. I don't know if I'm ever going to do this again. Oh, you're just going to carry on again. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. All right. Oh! Well, luckily, it's time for a quick break. Oh, fuck me. Ha. Time for a quick break, guys. Oh my god. Okay, this is Supergrass late in the day. See you in a minute. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't reach the dials right now, but it's fine. Let's carry on. This is quite interesting. I like Supergrass. This makes it all the more. Let's do this for a minute. This is quite interesting. Enjoy the song while I'm getting tattooed in the background. Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Do you think you can time your screen to the music?
I'll try and sing along. Oh, maybe. Oh. Welcome, Kit. Hey, Kit wanted to come poke his head in and say hello because he wanted to laugh at me. Ah, Kit Oates, everyone. He's been on the show a couple times.
Hey, Kit.
Hey, guys.
Hey, that looks fun.
How far in are we?
Halfway. Yeah, it's got to the tail and then...
This bit is really, I thought the tail was the worst bit, but now he's going along the same rib rather than across a bunch of them. It's really interesting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
London Improv Live. It's the best show ever. My cat loves Improv Live, and he's a right c***.
Yeah, we're back on The Lil Show, London Improv Live, where me, Talal Karkouti, I'm getting live tattooed while we're doing the show. Hey Sam, how you getting on, mate?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, it's going well.
Any notes? Am I doing anything wrong?
No, just prepare for another world of pain.
thanks, dude. All right, how are you guys doing? We're here with Aspen and Riley from Other People's Children, Nicola Cross from Tracy, Christian Hendrickson from the world of improv comedy and other
big world
comedies. Currently working on a new project, which is exciting, but okay, it's about to begin again. He's just diving straight in. Okay, let's fucking play Daddy Issues. Oh, shit.
She's crazy like a fool.
Oh, by the way, my dad would fucking hate this. So glad he's not listening.
Yeah, does he know about the tattoo?
No.
Does he like Claude?
Oh, yeah. My mum doesn't, though. Okay. Yes, this is the portion of the show where... where, thank God, I'm going to play a pre-recorded interview with my dad, and then we'll come back from that, and then you guys can ask me any questions, and then we'll go into a scene. Okay, yeah, let's do it. This is it. This is Daddy Issues. Sorry, what? What, Dad? I didn't hear that. Sorry.
You are interviewing me after half an hour, and we will be interviewed by Al Hiwar Television. On the telephone. Then 1 hour from now, I'll be on television in Arabic for an interview. I mean, shall I cut myself to pieces? What shall I do? How can I do that? How can I manage this all in 1 hour, 15 minutes? Bloody hell, come on.
Well, I feel very lucky that I've managed to grab 5 minutes of your time. I've already started recording just to save some of your time, all right?
All right, come on then.
Bloody hell. Okay. Thanks, me. I'm here with me and my dad, Mustafa Karkuti, great man, journalist, writer, action hero, and hairy monkey.
Is there still some hair? No, I shaved everything.
Yeah, Dad, you just had a shave. I was watching him shave, waiting for him to be finished so I could do this. All right, are you ready? Do you remember how this works?
I think so. Carry on.
I say a word, you say the first thing that comes to your head.
All right.
And then we'll see if I can find a good story out of that from you.
All
okay?
Right. All right.
All right, here we go. Lucky.
Lucky. Strike it lucky.
Strike it lucky.
Or Lucky Strike. A brand, cigarette brand, was in the 60s and 70s, and I started to smoke that when I was at school. 17, maybe 18. I mean, steal a cigarette from it. It was bloody expensive. It's a lovely design packet. I still remember that. And it was so fashionable to put it in your shirt pocket. And especially if you have a pocket of those material which see-through.
Oh, yeah.
And you walk in the street after school. The girl is coming out from their school from the other side of the road. You show off, and you make sure that the left side of your shirt is really
prominent.
Prominent in a way, so they can see the red and black and white color. Lucky Strike, it was imprinted inside a circle of red,
yeah.
And it was in black, and the background was white. So deliciously beautiful. And also the cigarette itself, it's kind of short cigarette. It wasn't long.
Yeah.
It wasn't tipped. Untipped.
No filter.
No filter. So this is the story of Lucky. Lucky Strike.
You said you stole them. You used to steal them.
No, I didn't say steal them. I said we used to buy them individually. Cigarette or two cigarettes. That's all what could afford.
Ah, but you'd keep the box...
Keep the box
and
there.
Keep filling it up.
Keep filling it up with other brand of cigarettes. That cheap one, the same size, locally produced.
I had the same when I was a teenager. I got into Lucky Strikes.
Oh,
when
really?
I was a teenager, I used to smoke Camels because I was an
Camel
Arab.
Is similar.
So I used to love smoking carrot Camels because I felt like it was the Arab cigarette. But then I got into Lucky Strikes in America. But this image of the thing and what. Breast pocket.
Yeah.
It's like a cowboy. Is that where you got the idea from? Is that like John Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it came with the advertisement of the poster. If you remember the famous poster.
No.
It wasn't
You're
cowboy.
Much older than me.
No, the cowboy one.
It was Marlboro Man.
Marlboro Man.
Yeah, but he's...
The Lucky Strike was some kind of an actor. I forgot his name. Of course, he passed away ever since. Clark Gable.
Clark Gable?
Yeah, I think so. It was Clark Gable either holding the box or... it was in his pocket or something. I think so, it was Clark Gable.
So you're talking about... Yeah, it was Clark Gable. There he is now. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A dashing guy. He had a moustache as well, famously.
That's right, yeah. It was very sexy. And old, even though he got old, but still young actresses were really attracted to him.
Look at these old cigarette adverts, these old ones, yeah? There's a lady, she's a famous singer.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, her singing coach advised a light smoke. Carol Lombard. She prefers Lucky Strikes because it helps her voice. Yeah? And you remember, like, the adverts when there's, like, your doctor says...
Yeah.
Your doctor says a cigarette a day will help your blood pressure and stuff like that. You remember that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's like it was substituted by apple a day later on.
If you talk with Alice Brady and asked about throat protection, she'd say to you, use Lucky Strike cigarettes because they're toasted.
They're toasted, exactly.
So it protects
your
throat.
That's what they made them. So was the Camel as well. They were toasted, but they were blended. So you could...
What do you think about that, though? The fact that they used to try and advertise it as a health... as a healthy... thing to do.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's they concentrated on the taste of it rather than...
No, they didn't. They're saying it has health benefits.
Yeah, it's in those days, not in my town. I mean, you know, we didn't get this advertisement. That was in the West, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you guys didn't care about your health.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. So you're talking about the image, the branding, how striking the packaging was and how you could recognize it from across the road. Oh, that's a Lucky Strike.
Yeah.
And how important that was. Whereas today, I don't know if you're aware, because you haven't smoked for a couple decades now.
Yeah, three decades.
Not quite. I remember you smoking, so it must have been 25 years maximum. Now, all cigarette packaging is black with white text. Mm. And an image of someone dying of cancer
That's
or something.
Right, yep.
There's no branding. It's completely illegal now in this country and in Australia and perhaps, well, definitely a few others around Europe probably. No branding on cigarettes anymore.
That's right.
What are your thoughts on that?
People still bloody smoke.
Yeah, but what's the idea of getting rid of the branding? Does that work, do you think? Is it sad? I'm actually quite sad to see the branding go.
I'm not really sad. I'm sad to see people smoke, tell you the truth, because I suffered as a result of smoking. That's why I stopped smoking myself. So I don't want really people to have the same thing. I love smoking, mind you. I must say that. I must confess. It's beautiful. Till now, smoking doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't run away from people who smoke. That's... I don't have this complex.
You're used to it, yeah.
But the question is, if you can, from health point of view, money point of view, go ahead.
Would you
enjoy it?
Do you regret ever smoking? Would you go back in time and change it if you could?
Yes, I would. Certainly, I would. I would.
Even though it looked so cool from across the road from the girls' school.
Look, I wouldn't. If
you might
I
have
go
got your
back,
first kiss because of a cigarette.
If I go back in time, I don't think I would stop it at certain point. But later on, maybe, after a decade of smoking or something, I might have liked to stop.
It was pointless by then.
It was pointless. You've done it. It's like every crazy other thing you do. You've done it. So what? You keep carry on doing it? And I don't believe in addiction, that people are addicted so they cannot stop smoking. That's totally
ridiculous. You believe in addiction. All right, Dad, we have to wrap this up. Thank you so much. That was really interesting. That was just off the first word we
That's
got.
Right.
We didn't even do more. Do you know what the next word was?
No.
The next word was hostage.
Hostage. Iranian embassy
siege. Yeah, we've discussed that already on the show. All right. Thanks, Pops. See you later.
Cheers.
Bye. By the way, my dad has no idea what's happening on the show right now. If he did, he'd fucking kill me. Bye!
Alright, welcome back.
Alright, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That was my dad there, Mustafa. Big ups to him.
Mustafa.
Thank you very much, Dad. Big ups. All right. I guess. Okay. Sam was trying to tell me something there. What were you trying to tell me, Sam?
I was just going to explain that I'm going to switch to a smaller needle. Why? Which actually, well, because I'm going to do the features of the cat, which are a more delicate line. So it might actually be a little bit less painful with the smaller needle, but it might be more painful. So
what?
Some people find it more painful. So.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Okay, I think we're all going to find out pretty quickly. All right, so yeah, any questions regarding... Okay, yeah, thanks, Sam, for the update. You go ahead, mate. You carry on. This is... it's getting there, guys. And apparently he's going to have... Yeah, okay. He's like... every time he turns away and he turns back and faces me with the needle in his hand, I get this feeling swell over me. Okay. Goodness. So what just happened? Oh, yeah. Any questions about that interview with my pup?
You go.
Sorry.
Yeah. Your dad's like really cool. He just encourages you to smoke.
He doesn't encourage me.
No, fair enough. But he's cool with that.
Yeah, because he's been there. Yeah, I guess he wouldn't be a hypocrite. Obviously, when I started, he wasn't happy about it, and he's like, tell me, tried to quit. And every now and then, he tells me to try and quit. Mm. But overall, he's not quite a pushy guy. He's like, he's smoked a long time. Uh oh, I just got a text from my dad saying I am listening.
Oh no! Sorry, Mustafa.
I don't know how long he's been listening though.
Well, since we know he's listening, may I ask a question about him? You obviously, as his representative here, if you're wrong, he can text you the correct answer. He at the end stated he doesn't believe in addiction.
Yeah.
Could you expand on that? Have you heard that before?
I suppose he's doing a shortcut of language there. What he means probably, I'm assuming, is that he doesn't believe that addiction is so powerful that it should block you from achieving what you want. You know, we're more powerful than our addictions.
Oh, nice.
And I guess I agree with that to an extent. It's if you really want to do something, you can and you will. But I think, okay,
he means like it's addiction not, as an excuse.
It's not as bad the thinner needle.
Okay.
So I think addiction is an excuse.
Right, you can't be like, oh, I'm addicted, so I can't do anything about it.
Whether he has a hard line on it, I don't know. I don't know about that. Because he used to be addicted to chilies. He'd come home from work and eat a bunch of chilies, like a small bowl of just straight up chilies. Oh! But that gave him all sorts of problems. And
did he overcome that then?
He had to cut
them out.
He doesn't eat chilies anymore.
Doesn't exist.
No. Wow. Not real.
Maybe addiction doesn't exist for him because he's got such strong willpower.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. He's a very strong man.
Yeah.
In many ways. Stronger than I'll ever be. Strawberry jam for a sec, please, mate.
So the dudes had lucky strikes, and the ladies would see them and come over and be like, "What's up, babe? You got that lucky strike?"
Mm.
There was some. It was some sort of. Was there an exchange? I mean, were there something that the ladies could get that the men could not?
Well, it's kisses, isn't it?
Oh, is that? Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I've never.
Will you let me hold your hand at the fairground this evening?
Salacious.
As innocent as that.
Could I accompany you to the?
In exchange for cigarettes.
Yeah, it's tough for girls to get cigarettes. It's just.
I think it's the idea is that it's like a beacon. You see the cigarette, and you go, "Oh, this guy has money. He has good taste."
Like turning your pockets out in prison. It's like, all right, I got a cigarette in this pocket. If you know what I mean.
What was that thing about? He said something about half his shirt would be untucked, like he was going for some kind of overall look.
I know. It's just that he'd make sure the breast messy pocket chic was visible, sticking out. So if he was wearing a jacket, he'd like maybe wear it off the shoulder. Instead of covering.
Wow. Well, Chanel always said to like take off one accessory before you leave the house, so maybe he's gone for that kind of thing. He's a very classy man.
When you guys were at school, didn't you have a thing? You'd go over to like a nearby school, or you'd stand outside your own school hoping to catch someone's eye. Mine was like I'd have a flashy, I'd have a shiny Charmander Pokemon card or something, you know, and I make sure that was on the top of my deck so that everyone could see it.
What are you catching their eye for? For cigarettes? Or
no, just to try and flirt and make relations and explore our sexual blossoming.
Did Pokemon cards work with the girls? They liked your shiny cards?
No.
No.
Yeah. Maybe my first. Yeah.
Wow. My first
was it never got further than holding hands
for a Pokemon card. Did you have to exchange the card?
Let's get over this exchange idea. It's not an exchange of goods. It's attraction. All right. It's like a peacock.
Yeah, peacocking.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not an exchange. It's not like I'll give you my shiny if you snog me. No, that's not how love works, Christian. I don't know if we need to teach you that.
Wow.
I swear I've been going wrong with my pocket full of Pokemon cards.
That's what it is.
Thanks, Nicola.
We cut to some teenage boys in the playground during lunch.
Oh, mate, you got a size 14 bowling ball? That's wicked, man. Oh, man, it must be so heavy to carry around the time. I've got a size 10.
Yeah, but if I'm carrying that outside of school, you know that, you know, Charlie's going to see it and she's going to think, rare, he's got muscles.
I heard it's not the size that matters. It's how you use it, you know? Because I can get, like, you know, a split, like a 7-10 split like that, mate. Honestly.
But they call me Bowling Bob, mate. That's my thing. Can't, like, steal my thing, yeah? So you got to think of your other peacock thing. Yeah? What's your peacock feather?
My
peacock feather is my bowling ball, you know. I carry that around, I swing it around. Sometimes wear it over my shoulder.
Okay.
Sometimes put it in my breast pocket.
Yeah.
Are
you alright, mate?
Oh, mate, I just dropped on my foot.
That's Bowling Bob, isn't it?
But then I just, like, style it off, you see? I just got up straight away. Yeah.
Hey, Bowling Bob, there's a girl on a chart. Can I borrow your bowling ball?
Nah, bro, my bowling ball's my tin. You ain't come up with your next... Oi, mate, tomorrow, lunchtime, if you guys don't have your own peacock feathers, then we ain't mates no more, right? You ain't in my crew no more, right?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Hi, guys, are you the guys with the bowling balls?
No, wait, I'm the guy...
Oh, I see all of you have got bowling balls. Yeah. I just don't know which one to snog
first. I got a size 10. What about that?
I've actually got two bowling balls.
Oh, what?
You got two bowling balls?
Okay, so I have to give one away to a girl.
You know how out of order that is? That's it. Bowling ball... fight.
What?
Right now. Get your ropes out, boys.
Mate, that's not what I got the bowling ball for. I got it to get girls.
Well, bruv, what am I saying?
Strike.
This ain't no split, yeah? We can't both be here. There's only one pin left, and that's going to be me, brother. I'm the kingpin.
What?
Bowling Bob, why has everyone got your bowling balls? Like, I thought I was going to go to cinema with you.
Thank you, Charlene, man.
Yeah, but...
They're all nicking my things.
Yeah, but they've all got one. Why am I going to go to see Wonder Woman with you?
Maybe I need to come up with a new peacock feather. Next day at school.
You right, Charlene?
What?
Did you know my auntie has an apple orchard?
Let's see it.
I've got a bag of twigs and leaves. She wouldn't let me have the apples because they're quite valuable.
Yeah,
but
is it an apple orchard though, or is it like your standard orchard?
No, smell it, honestly. It's apple.
That's quite like apple juice.
So, exactly, do you think you want to, I don't know, hold hands with me or whatever?
Maybe for lunchtime.
We cut across to the other end of the corridor and, like, Bowling Ball Bob is standing there and he's seeing this and he's standing there and he's fuming and you hear his thoughts. He's like, man, if I had my fucking bowling ball right now, I would be able to strike him out from down here, but I don't. Why did today have to be the day I changed my peacock feather? Fuck! Alright, fuck it. I'm just gonna do it. See what I can do with this. And he starts to walk down the corridor towards him and we see that he takes his blazer off to reveal sticking out of his breast pocket is a fucking leek. Just a leek, alright? It's a leek, okay? But it's like a really big bulbous one. He's walking down the corridor towards him.
Fucking hell, what is that, mate?
Oh, look at Bowling Ball Bob's leek.
Oh my God, I've never seen one as big as that before.
Bob.
Oh my God.
Is that you?
Yeah, what? Who said that? Oh, hey, Charlene.
Alright, get off my hand, yeah?
What? Charlene, my auntie's got an orchard. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Where'd you get that, like, leek thing? Is that a leek? Is it a spring onion? I don't even know.
Well, I thought the news would have leaked by now.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Fuck, he's so clever.
He's got such good lines.
Oh.
So, yeah, Charlene, they're showing, like, Thor Ragnarok at a matinee today. We should skip out of school at lunch and maybe go catch that things, you know?
Yeah, all right. Do you think, like...
What? You want to smell the leek? I know you do.
Yeah.
It's really pungent.
Is that all right? And I just like...
I'll tell you what, you get me a medium mixed popcorn, I'll let you smell whatever you want.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good, like, exchange, like...
terrifying news from a comprehensive school today, as a young student went on a bowling spree, taking out as many students as he could with bowling balls in what was known as a crime of passion.
It's the matey boy with the two bowling balls. There's a footage clip, CCTV, of him like swirling around with two bowling balls.
Get fucked back.
It's coming! It's coming! It's, oh, it's bouncing off the walls!
I told you I'd make you sorry.
It's coming right for us!
Run!
Ow! Okay, that was daddy issues. Oh! Oh. Cool. Shall we take another break? How's it looking, guys?
Not even nearly done.
Let's do a quick phone check, because my phone's on silent. I think my dad's been texting me. Let's see what's going on. I am listening. Correcti. I don't know what he's referring to there.
Addiction.
The addiction doesn't exist. It's man-made.
Wow.
Well, you can't have addiction without...
Luckily, most girls weren't smokers. But those who have, they used to smoke filtered. And the lucky strike, as he mentioned, were untipped, yeah? And smoking untipped was a sign of manhood.
Yeah!
Too much F word on your part. What's the fucking, he says.
Does he not know
your... No, I don't think he knows what's going on right now. Dad, I'll fill you in when you're back home. He's in France right now.
Oh. Bonjour.
Hope you're having a good time. Yeah, bonjour. All right, guys, let's take a break. Sam, how are we doing? Give us an update.
Yeah, we're probably 80% done now. You're doing really well. Well done.
Thanks, man. Since I found out my dad was listening, I've been turning it down a little. No, it's like you were asking me earlier whether I was faking the pain before, but it's I was talking to Riley outside during the break. It's like I can take pain quietly, you know, if I'm sitting there and focusing on being quiet, I can just maybe the odd grunt, as you saw while we were listening to the interview. When I'm trying to talk or when I'm performing or expressing, already there's an output, so any little pain is going to come out as a yelp or a scream. So that's why it sounds really hardcore, but actually if I wasn't trying to talk and stuff, it wouldn't. You guys understand that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be screaming as much as I am while I'm trying to talk, as when I'm trying to be quiet I can actually manage being quiet moderately fine. Alright. Okay, we're going to play Jason Derulo now, featuring Snoop Dogg from the album Tattoos. This is a song called Wiggle. Please enjoy. He will be back in a couple minutes with more Lil Show.
Hey, yo, Jace.
Say something to him. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Lil Show.
Yes, we're back here on the Lil Show. Rap final segment of the show, folks. It's all gonna come to a head now. Tattoo Prov. We've all heard of Tattoo Prov. This is getting live tattooed while you're improvising. It's very, very difficult to do. Okay, before Sam continues, he's just pausing now for a moment while we just get this going. So now what Sam's about to do, he's done the preliminary outline. There's little gaps in it that he's just going to go over now. And now because those bits are already raw, I feel like this is why I'm quite pissed off right now, is that I know what's coming. These bits are already... So let's play Whose Round Is It Anyway?
Now, whose round is it anyway? It ain't mine, because I got the last one, so get out of line.
Well, it's only mine, you fucking wanker. You might as well be a fucking banker.
Oh, leave it out, mate. It was my round last. I got the one, and that's my glass.
Hey, leave it out. It ain't mine. You got a round of the Weatherspoon, so that's bloody cheaper than this place, you arsehole.
Yeah, whose round is it anyway? Okay, Sam, continue. This is the game where we go round a circle, we get a location, and then... We get a location and, from that location, Christian has volunteered to begin. He's going to come in as a character in that location, do a monologue. Then Aspen's going to come in, do a scene with him. And then Christian's character's going to leave and Aspen will do a monologue. And then I'll enter the scene, do a scene with Aspen. And she'll leave and then I'll do a monologue. And we'll carry on in that fashion till we end up with Christian's character doing a closing!
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Monologue.
That was big.
Monologue. All right, our location is... Warning, our scene, whoever's doing a scene with me, might be very short. okay, someone say stop.
Stop.
We're at a bike shop. It's not the best location, is it? We're on a golf green. I like that. Ooh. We're on a golf green. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Oh. Don't know why I've walked all the way over here. Seems like I'm on some kind of green. Thought I'd just go for a walk in the woods to clear my thoughts. It's been a trying past couple of weeks. It's been pretty busy. It's hard to get away from people, get out of the city. Thought just a little weekend away by myself, just with solitude. Me and my dog Rosie. He's a loyal dog, possibly the most loyal person in my life at the moment. Rosie will never betray me. Rosie will never leave. It's nice out here. It's pretty breezy, pretty quiet. I've never played golf, but it looks pretty boring. It doesn't really appeal to me, I guess. Just walking around, hitting a ball. It's a very dragged out sport. I prefer a sport that's more condensed, like table tennis. Table tennis, you just get in, do it, get out. None of this walking around.
Oh, what a good dog. Hello, hi. Do you have an owner? Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. Is this your dog? She's so cute.
Yeah. Where did you come from? I thought it was...
Oh, I'm just 10 holes down that way.
Oh, you're a golf player.
That's right. Here's my golf club. But I cannot for the life of me find my ball.
Must be nice out here being alone.
Are you a golfer?
No, it looks like a terribly boring sport. Boring people, I guess.
Oh, right. I mean, I don't think I'm that boring.
I mean, you're talking to my dog out here by yourself.
Oh, well, I mean, I've got my husband back at hole number one. He's a little bit tipsy.
No need to show off. I'm just here alone.
That's okay. Would you like to come join us? Your dog seems to really like me.
Yeah, she's a good boy. She's a good girl.
Oh,
she's the best friend I have.
What's her name?
Rosie. Yeah.
Hello, Rosie.
Yeah, she seems
would
to like you.
Would you and Rosie like to come and hit a few? My husband's just over the hill.
I don't think Rosie can play golf.
Oh, no, I could just hang out, but...
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'd like to, but I kind of came here to be alone, so I think I'm just going to go walk off into that forest.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right.
Come on, Rosie.
Bye, Rosie.
No, don't go with her, Rosie.
Bye. Okay. She doesn't seem to want to leave.
She will leave if you stop touching her.
I really like to hug her. It's just, she's sort of climbing all over me, do you see?
Look, I can see that you're the one holding on to her. She's very distressed. Just let go.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye, I need to go into the woods now.
Okay. Bye. Have a nice walk. God,
strawberry jam.
Guess I've got to return to my husband. Without a dog still. He just gets into such a tiz about golf. He's always just huffing and puffing and sighing, and I came here for peace, and that's why I hit my ball so hard, I guess. Don't know why I'm talking to myself out here, but it's nice to hear the sound of your own voice without husband ranting and raving and all that. Look at that little waggy tail in the distance. Where on earth is that ball? Gosh. Ah! Yes. Okay, sweetheart.
Finally caught up to you, you arrogant.
All right, Michael.
Thanks a lot, yeah? Go ahead, Michael. You go at your own pace.
Well, you know, it is a big step up from crazy golf. I did think it might be...
Do you remember your vows?
Yes.
My pace is your pace. My handicap is your handicap.
Yes, my swing is your swing.
The golf-themed wedding. We went down the aisle in the bloody cart.
Yes, I know, of course. It's my dream wedding. Yeah? Yes.
Okay. So what happened to that? That vow, my pace is your power. But that particular part of the vow, that specific part, I know we got... we got lost in the weeds there a bit.
Yes.
That bit about being our paces simultaneous.
Well,
till our dying swing.
Yes, I know, Michael. But,
that really winds me up.
I know. You break mouths like that. I just sometimes I like to have a bit of peace and quiet when I play.
Mm-hmm.
And. Okay. You know,
haven't we learned by now? Sorry to interrupt you, by the way. No, precious sentence.
Happens all the time.
But, peace and quiet. Haven't we learned by now to just appreciate each other's company in silence? I thought we.
Look,
remember that holiday to Croatia where we didn't talk once for the whole 2 weeks? We were sat in silence the whole time. That was the best holiday we've ever had.
I know. And, you know, a lot of these things are what the therapist suggested, you know, that. You maybe need to control your anger issues. And, you know, that's why we had the silent retreat in Croatia. And that's why we go golfing up in the Highlands.
And yet today, after all the therapy, after all the silence, today you decide, I'll go at my own pace. And what do I see off in the distance? You talking to a... handsome tall man with a little fluffy doggy, your favourite thing that I never let you have.
Oh, fuck this. I'm going to find my ball.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play at my own pace.
Oh, you
looks
do
like
that.
I'm lapping you,
do that. You
now. Four swing.
Always four.
Well, it's good to... You never know who's ahead. She knows I say four and you swing. She makes me so angry. Yeah. Oh, I could really do with a strawberry jam on toast right now. A little peckish. Let me open up my flask and get some refreshing liquid. God, as if those vows meant nothing. As if when that plaid-clad priest gave us our union in holy matrimony. Didn't mean a thing, did it? What does this look like, a 7-iron? Yeah. That one out. A bit of wind.
Hello, Michael. Sorry to interrupt you. Your wife had activated your emergency beacon, and I came as quick as I could to give you some counseling.
Dr. Fryn Mace.
That's me. Hello. Thank you for saying my name. I knew it already, but it.
Dr. Fryn Mace.
It's always nice to be recognized.
I think we've reached a pivotal moment in our relationship.
In a good way?
Well, the silence program you put us on.
Yes.
It was working brilliantly.
Of course it does. It always works.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself, matey. Because look at us now. Fucking emergency signal. Don't come here so cocky like that.
What happened?
Of course.
Michael.
We're having a bad time. You can come in here with your of courses.
Michael, I've never heard you raise your voice like this before. You are such a soft-spoken gentleman. And to see this rage in you is quite troubling, quite perturbing, I have to say.
Well, I have barely spoken in 4 months, you know. All I do is work, go home to my wife.
Yes.
And my two children.
And how does that make you feel?
Feels like, you know, I have so much to say, and like the silent treatment works, and it works well in terms of creating peace, but there's not an inner peace, Doc. There's a fire inside. There's so much left unsaid. There are still new things I'm finding out about my wife every day, and I wanna either praise them or the opposite of that, which I can't really think of right now because my stupid brain hasn't spoken words for so long.
You're not thinking clearly.
Oh, mate. Oh, Dr. Fryce Mace, whatever it fucking was. You cunt.
Well, excuse me.
I'm sorry, mate. I really didn't mean that.
Michael.
I didn't mean that at all. I'm sorry.
Now, listen, I don't suggest that...
Swing!
Okay, all right. Play
you
through.
You walk and talk?
Absolutely. Okay, sure. I never really understood the game, but sure.
Oh, mate.
Listen.
Oh! Sorry,
I don't think you're capable.
On a thorn.
Oh, Michael, you have to be careful.
You
don't
have any strawberry jam, do you? Any chance?
I have none. I do have a large bottle of Bovril, if you fancy it, but, you know, it's not to everyone's taste.
I've always preferred Marmite.
No.
Bovril comes close second.
Very good. Fine, he's back in. Well, listen, Michael, I don't recommend this to everyone.
Just a sec, please, Sam. Yes?
Who are you talking... Michael, who is Sam?
These voices! I haven't spoken in so long!
Michael, this is very
What's
troubling.
That? What's that? What's that?
Michael, come back!
Scamper!
Michael, no! Not in the bushes! Well, there goes another one. Lost him just the same way I always do, scampering off into the bushes. Jesus, how am I going to get out of here? Hold on, I'm going to call the goddamn wife. Hey, honey, it's me. Yeah, Michael, again. I don't even know the wife's name. Don't really care to. She's Australian, you know what I mean? Anyways, I just need to pick up some golf course somewhere. I don't know. There's a couple guys in the bushes nearby. Does that help you? No.
All right. We see the husband and the guy with the dog having a fight in the tree in the woods.
Yeah, they're really going for it. Yeah, yeah. Shirts off and everything. Oh, yeah. Really scratching. There's a real cat fight going on in there. Anyways, look, we'll talk about it when we get home. You know, I don't like to talk on the phone about these things. Guess I'll just sit on this green until you get here. I'm on the 13th green. I'll see you in a bit.
G'day.
Oh.
Yeah, I was stood behind you the whole time.
That's terrifying. I'm sorry, do I know you?
Yeah, it's me, your wife.
Oh, honey, you sounded like you were right on the phone. You goddamn Australians, you are always playing tricks on people. Nature's comedians.
Yeah, you big old idiot.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I've been following you for the past 3 hours.
Oh my goodness, well you, wait, three? 3 hours, no.
Yeah.
Not, you haven't, no. Because then you would have seen what I did at lunchtime. No, yeah. I just ate lunch. That's all that happened. If you saw it, which you probably you didn't. I just want to know how much you know and how much I need to. What did you see?
Oh, you know me. I saw nothing. Yeah. No, I'm just a simple Australian lady.
Phew, and that is why I married you. So
that is why you married me. I saw nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Really worked out. Now listen, I made a terrible mistake calling you. I thought I called my other wife. I mean, my other life, which is the dedication to counseling and helping of others.
Yeah, no, this is why I married you, because I love that you're such a committed husband.
Yes, committed, absolutely. Listen, did you leave the keys in the car, like I asked?
Yeah, I left the keys in the car.
Okay, bye!
I know he lives another life. But what can I do? I love him. I came all the way from Australia just to be with him when I was 17 years old. And I know he's got 3 kids with the other woman, Sandra, but I'm just not strong enough to leave him. I follow him round all day. Go to Denny's, see him with the other woman who is Sandra and his kids, and I pretend I know nothing about it. But I know everything. And when he sleeps next to me at night, I know he's spent the day with her.
Oh, Sandra, fuck me in the bushes.
One day I hope we'll all meet and we'll all get on together. And I won't have to go back to Australia and live alone.
Excuse me. I need help. Some guy just came at me in the bushes. He's beating me up.
Oh my God, are you okay? You look terrible.
Oh, my dog's run away. I can't find her anywhere.
Oh,
I think my head's concussed or bruised.
Just look me in the eyes and just let me have a... Oh, my God.
You do have lovely eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've met you before.
In my dreams, perhaps.
Oh.
What's that noise in the bushes?
Mm. Oh, I love you, Sandra.
Oh, me too.
Oh, don't worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. You really do have the most startling green eyes.
Do you believe in fate? I've not even got your name.
Huh. Say it at the same time.
Debbie. Deborah. Oh, Debbie for short. Oh, it's such a beautiful name. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
I've got this connection to you like I've known you in a past life.
Yeah, right in the butt. Mm.
I can't think. Oh, this is such a beautiful place to have met you as well.
Yeah.
4 fingers.
I call this one kitty style.
I just remembered.
Strawberry jam.
I just remembered. I've left the keys in the ignition to the car and my 3-month-old.
No,
there.
Don't leave. Oh, don't run away.
Look, here's my address. Come
okay,
find
I
me.
Okay, I will. I don't think that's a real address. I don't know what's just happened. Maybe this is all the concussion. Oh, I should go find Rosie. I don't know where she's run off to. Maybe it was that woman. Maybe I should go find her. Maybe we could go swinging. Golf clubs around. That could be nice. Oh, what a day. I came here to get some peace and... What have I left with? Nothing. Not even Rosie.
What show is this again? I didn't hear what you said the first time. What show is it?
The Lil Show.
The Bill Show? Who's Bill?
No, not Bill. It's Lil. All right, hi. That was Whose Round Is It Anyway? Otherwise known as Rita. Update, Sam, update, please.
Yeah. We're almost finished. Just maybe 10 more minutes. At most. But it's looking good.
Thanks. Well, at most, we've got 17 minutes left of the show. Thanks. How's it looking, you guys?
Great.
Yeah, it looks good.
Very angry.
Yeah.
Got the cat or the tattoo?
I was right, by the way, about it hurting more the second time over. Sorry for interrupting your scene there. Great work, guys. Okay, just last segment then. Really, no, this is hard. You guys, say something. How are you?
Zoned out for a second.
Yeah. I didn't hear the Marmite. I didn't know to take over. I was like, I just want to listen to appreciate your breath. How out of breath you are from just sitting still and being drilled into.
It's knackering.
Yeah.
Let's play a rap game, shall we?
No.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. The answer, it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with your question. Did I mention the name of the game is Ask Me No Questions, I'll tell you no rhymes?
All right, this is a very simple game, all right, guys? So I'm just going to... All right, Sam, carry on. Go ahead. So the way this works, I'm going to drop a beat, okay? Fuck me. Okay, and we're also going to get a location for this. And how it works... We go around the circle. So it's not like you're rapping a whole verse at once, yeah? We get a location. And then I'm going to ask a question to my left, which is Riley.
Hey.
I'm going to ask you a question to the beat, okay? And you respond... Yeah, you can... and by the way, when I say ask you a question, I might just say something at you. Either way, you respond also to the beat, and your response has to rhyme with my question. Okay? So I say, hey there, Riley, how are you? You go, I'm feeling great because I just got off the loo. Wow. That's fine, okay?
Can we use that one? Because that's great.
If I
write it down.
If yeah. I relapse and ask you that same question again, go ahead, that's fine. But then, Riley, on the next beat, you're going to turn to your left and ask Nicola a question, and you can forget about the last rhyme. You're setting up a new rhyme.
Shit. Okay.
So the rhymes are in twos. We're not continuing the rhyme all the way around. Okay? So you can ask Nicola the next question, and then her response has to rhyme with your question. And then Nicola will ask Christiane a question, and that has to... his response has to rhyme with the... with the question. With the question.
I guess I'll just add in this brief intermission that a lot of people question what ethnicity I am, cause quite dark skin. You're about to find out that I'm very white right now. Don't worry.
Okay, that's fine. I feel like my amazingness at rapping will be slightly damaged.
We can finally beat him.
Ha! Whew, what did you just poke there? Did you find my nerve exact spot and fucking poke it? All right, I guess let's get a location. Shit. Give me a second, Sam. Location. Someone say stop.
Stop.
Men's restroom. So maybe I will ask you that same question. Here's our beat. There it is. Oh, I'm going to turn the speakers down a bit. Wait a sec. There it is. Can anyone hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't turn it up more than that so that it's not picked up on the mic. Sorry. Is that okay? Yeah. Very good. That's good to hear. One more time. Yeah. The Lil Show 2017. 10th of November. All right, guys. We're in a men's bathroom playing Ask Me No Questions. Sam, you are allowed to continue. Oh my god, here we go. Yo, Riley, could you hand me some roll?
I'd love to, but I... fuck, this is... Honestly, the pressure of the whole situation, seeing you be scraped up on the side, has taken me completely inside my temple. And
that's
even...
fine, we do a couple warm-ups before we get into elimination mode.
I can't, just...
We are gonna start eliminating.
You better just eliminate me now, I'm telling you right now. I'm incapable of rhyming.
Alright, here we go. Yo, Riley, this thing's run out of soap.
Okay, no, wait,
No! Hey, Allison, could you turn on the tap? That's not your name. Why did I say that?
No, but it's all whack. Hey, Christian, I like your face.
Ah, oh, that's fine. Oh, okay, you would get eliminated for that, Christian, because you took too long to respond.
Okay, I get this now.
Let's start again from Riley. One more warm up. All right, Riley, you can start it off. I'll give you a new location.
Okay.
We are in the weight room of a gym. The weight room. To Nicola. Okay. Riley to Nicola.
Nicola. I got it right this time. Here we go. One, two. Hey, Nicola, can you give me a spot?
Yes, I can. It's real hot. Hey, Christian, pick up that weight.
I can't do it. I'm going to run late. Hey, what are you doing with those dumbbells?
I don't really know. I might go to hell. Hey, Talal, what are you saying?
I am saying that my sweat is spraying. Yo, Riley, how many pounds you lift?
I lift as many as I can sit on. What?
No,
I continue keep going. Did that to get out of it on purpose.
Very good. I think we're ready, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to go into the real thing now.
Oh, that wasn't the real thing.
That should be the real thing. Because then I'm out of it.
I'll go to a slightly slower beat for you guys.
Please. Time won't help.
Here we go. All right, guys. Let's get another location. Who wants to begin? It's the easiest job is beginning. Anyone?
I've already had that handicap.
Nicola's hand went up. Okay, Nicola, you get to start. We are at the arcades. To Christian, whenever you're ready.
Yo, Christian, can I borrow 2p?
I don't have one, but you can get him free. I've got a pound of chunky beef.
Oh my god. Let's go and leave. Hey, Talal, what are you saying? Let's go on the arcades. What are you playing?
I am playing this game about spraying people with acid. Riley, what do you think of acid attack?